30 West Virginians were killed as a result of domestic violence in just a year's time during the last reporting period between October 2012 and September 2013. It's a situation that Wyoming County native Christy Salters Martin is all too familiar with. The six-time World Boxing Council champion found herself fighting for her life after her former husband and manager tried to kill her. The former boxer is now sharing her story with the hopes of helping other victims.
When I was born to coal miner's daughter,
Christy Salters was born a coal miner's daughter. She grew up in Itmann, a coal camp town in Wyoming County just outside of Mullins. She went to Concord University while it was still a college. She fought in several amateur boxing matches and went on to win a few professional fights in Tennessee. In 1993, she signed with flashy boxing promoter Don King.
For a female fighter from small town in southern West Virginia to be sitting across the table from King negotiating a contract, it was pretty overwhelming.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of the top women's pound-for-pound boxers, known as the coal miner's daughter, introducing Christy Martin.
But through all that success, Christy was hiding the fact that she was a lesbian. She married her manager, Jim Martin, even though she saw him as a friend.
I lived a lie for 20 years. Very much behind closed doors, it was hell. In front of the camera, lots of people thought I had it made. And, you know, like it was heaven on earth for me, which I was fortunate. I had lots of things. But I wasn't happy.
The couple lived in Florida, and although living a lie, Salter says she was honest with Martin. She told him she had relationships with women. Salter says Martin held that over her head and threatened to blackmail her.
And there was never that perfect time to leave, because as my boxing career got bigger, then my stakes were higher. Like, you know, he would say, I'll tell Don King, you know, I'll go to the media, everybody will know you're a lesbian, and then, you know, people aren't going to like you, they don't like you anyway, and I believed him.
Salter says Martin was controlling and verbally abusive, but she knew that the majority of the domestic violence deaths happen when the victims try to leave. Salters stuck it out until she reached such a low point that she didn't care what happened. She finally left, and on November 23rd, 2010, Martin attacked her.
I had to live through whatever it was he was going to dish out. Either I had to live through it or I was going to die. I mean, it really, truly did not matter to me until about halfway through the attack. And I was like, you know what? I told him, you cannot kill me.
Martin had already stabbed and pistol-whipped her, and once again, her fighting spirit was back.
He kept waiting for me to die, and when he saw I wasn't going to die, he shot me. But I just prayed harder. And God answered my prayers, and I heard the water turn on in the shower. And when the shower turned on, I was able to escape the house and flag down a neighbor, actually. And he took me to the emergency room. They had to life flight me out, and you know, but here I am, hopefully telling my story to help someone else. I mean, God had to let me live for a reason.
Martin shot her with her own pink 9mm. The bullet missed her heart by about 2 inches. Martin was convicted of attempted murder and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Salters is sharing her story to help others in domestic violence situations. After all, if it could happen to a world boxing champion, she says, it could happen to anyone.
Hopefully I'm touching somebody else. And if that's why I had to go through what I did to help save some other people, then that's okay with me. You know, it's okay, because I made it. And so many people don't.
Salters moved back to Itmann in February of this year, but expects to move back to Charlotte, North Carolina with her partner, Sherry Lusk, after a few events in West Virginia to raise money and awareness about domestic violence. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilley.